Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to the Business Roundup Talk Show. If you are an entrepreneur, small or large business owner, or are thinking about pursuing a business venture, you'll want to be a part of this show. We will spotlight guests from a variety of business genres around the nation. And now, here's your host, speaker, author, and business owner, Donna Page Riley.
Good afternoon, happy Saturday, and welcome to the Business Roundup Show. Today is Saturday, February 18th, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Miss Donna. Of course, most of you are familiar with my What is Etiquette Anyway show, but I am equally excited about this new show. This show, the Business Roundup, will be the platform to hear from business owners around the nation. They're going to provide us with expert information about what they do, how they do it, and we hope that they will inspire you as well. Well, if you would like to speak with us live, you can call 347-324-3295 or just simply send us an email to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com, MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Well, this afternoon, we're going to conclude our conversation from last week with our therapist, Tawana Swift and Natalie Ellis. They're representing Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Service. And, of course, they actually see patients of all ages. So if you're listening to us, this is going to be relevant to you. Well, once again, thank you for joining the show. We did not have an opportunity on last week to answer all the questions that you had, and so that's the reason we're doing our follow-up show. I want to say good afternoon to both of you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good afternoon, Donna. Natalie, how are you?
Hello, Natalie. It's wonderful to have you all back again. As I say, when we do our show, we want to make sure that we're able to address all the questions. And so that's what we want to do right now. So what we'll do is we will simply take just a moment. Hello? Okay, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm here, Natalie.
What
here
I want to do is, for those who did not hear us on last week, if one of you will just kind of I guess we should start here because we know we have new listeners. Welcome, new listeners. Please go right ahead, and you all can just start by just telling a little bit about yourself, and we'll start with you, Tawana.
Okay. Hi, my name is Tawana Swift, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My private practice is called Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, and I operate as an independent practitioner. And I serve children, adults, and families. And I'll let Natalie introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Natalie Ellis, and I have a private practice as well called Esteem Counseling Services, where I provide services for children as young as 10 to adults, couples, teenagers, and families as well. So this is something that we're both very passionate about in terms of mental health services and ensuring that people get the help and support that they need to be the best, be their best self. I'm happy to be here on the show.
Wonderful. And some of the things we talked about last week, I know there was a concentration on speaking about trauma. They talked about some of the symptoms of trauma, how long does trauma last, so on and so forth. But for those of you who are joining us for the first time and you did not have an opportunity to hear the show last week, I will take the moment to just simply invite you to go back to the show last week, and all of the shows are archived, and you'll be able to listen to the conversation. What I want to do first of all at the onset of this show is I want to go ahead and address some of the questions that we had at the end of the show so that we make sure that we cover those. Here's one. It says, Miss Donna, Etiquette Lady, my family and I have listened to your What is Etiquette show for years. I'm excited about your new business show. Congrats. My goddaughter talks to herself a lot. When we asked who she is talking to, she says her friend, Brandy. The only problem is she doesn't have a friend by the name of Brandy. She is 4 years old, and her parents are really concerned, should they be, and this comes from a protective guide. So we'll let one of you go ahead and answer that.
Sure. This is Natalie speaking. For the age of four is still fairly young. During that time, kids are into imaginative play, which is very important in development. And so during those times, they do create imaginary friends. And so, you know, some of the things to just kind of be aware of and pay attention to is her understanding that it is an imaginary friend. And is she able to say that? Is she able to clarify that it is somebody that's imaginary? But it is very common and quite normal, actually, for kids at that age to be engaged in imaginative play and to have imaginary friends. But a key question would be, you know, do you know that it is a friend that's imaginary? So kind of ruling some of those questions out. But if it's something based on her answers, the parents do have some concerns about, then I do think it's important to seek some help and just to clarify and rule out any concerns. But just do know that at the age of four, that is a big component of their imagination and growth and brain development. And so it's called imaginative play. And at in those age, they do create imaginary friends. And so some of that is quite normal. Okay.
Right. This is Duana. I agree. It is imaginative play, and she will eventually grow out of it as she gets older. So, you know, I think it's okay right now. And as she interacts, and if she could, you know, have play dates with other kids, as she interacts with more people, she'll end up, you know, growing out of it and just, you know, talking to her friends and things like that. But right now, it's just imaginative play, and it's at her developmental level to do that. Okay.
All right, great, ladies. Now let me interject this real quick, because oftentimes we hear this phrase as adults. People will say, "Oh, are you?" They'll walk up and they'll say, "Oh, are you talking to yourself?" And you go, "Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I'm just trying to work out some things." And generally, the response is what? Oh, boy, if you start answering yourself, it's probably a problem. So how would you address that? Because I don't know about you, but I've heard it, you know, people, it's just such a common saying, I think, that as long as you're talking to yourself, but when you start answering yourself back, then there's a problem. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, I think that's okay as well. This is Duana again. Because sometimes you may think of an answer in your head, so you may go ahead and say the answer to whatever question or whatever you're talking about. I think sometimes when you talk to yourself, sometimes you could just be rehearsing things that you're going to be saying to others. But I think it's okay. I think that when the difference is when it could be going to psychosis is when people are hearing voices or things and they feel like it's coming from outside of their head and they are they're hearing these voices and things outside of their head and there's nobody around. Nobody's around talking to them. So that is when the issue starts and when it could be psychosis. So I would say if that was occurring, and the person is saying that nobody's around and they're just talking and they're hearing somebody talk to them, then you would need to probably go and seek some help because that could be an issue.
Okay. Very good. And talking about hearing voices, because you hear people say, oh, I just hear these voices that are telling me to do this, or somebody else's voices and I heard that. Talk about that for a minute, because I know that there are some listeners, once again, that are listening to us and they're thinking, well, sometimes I hear voices as well, whether someone is at home with me or not, or, you know, I could be sitting at the office and I hear these voices say this or that or the other. Can you kind of elaborate on that for a minute for those who might be thinking that at this moment?
Sure.
Well, I was going to say, again, sometimes it's your thoughts and you're just having really strong thoughts and you're feeling like you're hearing a noise or a sound or something. But if the voices are actually coming from outside and it's like carrying on a conversation, or it could be just the sound too. You could be hearing noises and it's just going on continuously and it's like a conversation, or it's sometimes you can't really understand what's being said and it's just all muffled like voices, then I would consider that an issue where you may need to go seek some help and seek counseling and maybe see a psychiatrist. But other than that, it could just be some of your thoughts, or you may have just heard someone say something in another room. I don't know. But if it's like really strong and it's going on for a long time and it's like conversations and muffled voices and you can't really understand what's being said, then that could be a cause for concern.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So for those who may be, thinking about that, Natalie, did you want to piggyback on that?
Yeah, just as Dawana said, definitely if there's any true concerns, then it's always best to seek professional help. Ignoring the issue or trying to self-diagnose the issue is not always the best route. So if there's any concerns, always good to kind of seek some help and get support and guidance in that. I think in general, we all learn, we all process things differently. And some of us, when we process, it's important to hear things out loud. And so you do have people, when they're talking out loud, then that kind of helps process whatever's going on inside their mind. And that helps with problem solving as well. So sometimes when we are talking to ourselves, it doesn't always mean, again, that there's anything psychotically wrong, just the way of processing out what's going on inside our heads out loud so we could hear it, so we could start making sense of it. But yes, when it comes to psychosis and truly exhibiting any psychotic behaviors, it is, there are specific questions that the professional will ask to kind of figure out, is this something more, something of concern. And so I do think people need to seek that help if that is a concern. But, other than that, it is fairly normal to kind of hear yourself talk. But then, again, the brain is also an interesting thing. Sometimes we may think we hear things and it's all an after effect of things in the brain as well. Sometimes when we are traumatic, when we've experienced certain things, then we become hypervigilant to sounds. We become a little bit more sensitive to sounds, and that could create certain things too. But again, it's important for the individual to just know whatever is going on, how is it impacting them. If it is something that starts to be of alarm, then do seek the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know that I'm glad that we're doing this at the beginning of the year because, of course, usually New Year's resolutions include being my best self, so doing what I need to do, changing what I need to change, being aware of what I need to be aware of in order to be my best self this year. In case you're just joining us, we are talking with Dawana Swift, Natalie Ellis, Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Service. We're talking about how to be your best self, and part of being your best self is in your mind. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, to name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. Welcome to MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Friendly, refreshing, sincere, trustworthy, and smooth are also accurate adjectives. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help make your message stand out from the rest. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on hold and phone messaging system, business presentations, live announcing, commercials, audiobooks, documentaries and e-learning, corporate narrations, and more. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right choice and voice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Are you tired of making hyped-up New Year's resolutions that seem to disappear after a short period of time? Common ones are,
I'm going to eat better
and lose weight,
spend less money, study more.
Statistics prove that most New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of February. Why not set a goal to make a daily lifestyle change? Create a faith or vision board using words or pictures of the changes you would like to see and move toward them daily. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it. Have a blessed and prosperous new year. Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment,
go to compassionfosterschange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Email your comments or questions to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com or call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are concluding our conversation with Dawana Swift and Natalie Ellis. They're both therapists. I want to address something that was from last week. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for this new show. I've listened to your etiquette show for 4 years and look forward to hearing from your business, from the business issue spotlight. Thanks to the therapist and the mother who was sharing about her daughter who was going through something similar. I will contact their agency soon. And what she's referring to, we had a mom that called in on last week, and is that the one I believe was saying that her daughter gets depressed when she makes bad grades? I do believe that's right. Is that right, lady?
Yes. Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. So
yeah, the caller was talking about her son. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes. And so that was really good. And let me just take a moment to invite you to go back to listen to that show in its entirety. It was on last Saturday, and you'll be able to listen to the archive show. It also says, Ms. Donna, thanks for the work that you do in our community. I'll let my friends know about your new show. Also, my son also gets depressed when his grades aren't perfect. Thanks for the info today. Great show. This comes from Kimberly in D.C. And we seem to have quite a few children that become depressed when they do not receive the grades, I think, that they feel that they should receive or that the parents feel that they should receive. So definitely want to be, you know, really careful about that. Here's one. It says, Ms. Donna, I am so glad you're doing part two because I missed the show last week. Please ask your guests, is there a certain time a senior parent should be evaluated for mental issues like Alzheimer's? My dad is 72 and seems to have a time for getting current issues and seems to talk about really old times a lot. What would they suggest? And this comes from Mona.
Okay. I think that at that age, sometimes they do like to talk about, you know, just tell stories of the past. So that would be normal. I know my grandparents like to tell stories, and I like to listen to their stories. But, I mean, I think, too, sometimes you do forget things a little bit more at that age, too. But maybe their primary care physician, too, would have some insight on if their memory is going bad, or they can give, you know, more information on whether or not they should go and seek more counseling and be evaluated by a psychiatrist. I really think they should follow up with their doctor as well, their medical doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. This is Natalie with Dawana. Again, you know, one thing I tell people, you know, pay attention to your gut. Again, if we have concerns, if it doesn't necessarily sound right, the things they're saying, because, again, Alzheimer's could I've experienced clients getting Alzheimer's early on, 50s, 60s. So if things aren't connecting for them, if there's a gap in time, if the way that they talk about the memory as if they're there in the moment. So, yeah, those could be things if it's consistently happening. Definitely concerns to bring up to the primary care, because that is there's a piece of the medical issue as well as the mental health issue. So definitely if there are concerns, you definitely want to rule things out. So I would definitely recommend that. Yes.
Great. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, thanks for the wonderful programs you provide. Please ask your guests, what's the difference between a child being gifted and special? The school systems seem to use these terms quite frequently. Sarah, and Sarah's from L.A. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Yes, so in the school system, and obviously each school system, their terminology is different. So I'm here in Georgia, in Atlanta. So when there's such a thing as special education, so under special education, what it's saying is your child needs to receive a special type of education in order to help them be successful. Now, under special education, gifted could possibly fall into that because, again, a child who's gifted may not fall into the normal realm of the education. So they may need something additional in order to help provide what they need based on their gift. Okay? So typically, at least in Georgia, gifted hasn't fallen under special education in terms of the normal sense. Special education has primarily been used for kids that are in need of additional support, additional services based on medical conditions or based on mental health conditions. If they're gifted, then they're usually tested for gifted programs, accelerated programs, and those type of programs. And those are, at least in Georgia, viewed as separate than special education. With special education, there's many times there's a 504 plan that's put in place, and there's also IEPs that's put in place. And IEP stands for Individualized Education Plan. And many times that starts with the process called Student Support Team. So there's different processes that takes place for the special education process to happen. But sometimes they're used interchangeably, but it is different. But either way, for the child that is gifted, there's special testing that needs to be done. And also for the child that needs special education, there's testing that needs to be done to determine, okay, what type of supports do they need from either end. So it's definitely getting right. More in terms of from their school, from their county, you know, what does it mean?
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, listeners, let me say again, I'd like to invite you to go back to listen to part one. Listening to part one last week, Dawana Swift, Natalie Ellis, they have been our wonderful therapists over the last 2 weeks. I certainly would like to applaud them and thank them for their time coming in. Let me speak to you. Thanks, ladies, once again. And thank you all for listening and being a part of our new show called The Business Roundup. We're real excited about that. We ask that if you would, please help us to get the word out and spread the word about the new show. Together, we can inspire others to operate in their God-given talents while making an impact on our community near and far, making an impact on our nation. I'm going to invite you to certainly join us on Monday, which is President's Day. Join us for a special episode of the Business Roundup. We're going to be speaking with Paul Benitez, who's the president and CEO of Shamar Consultants, LLC. That show will air at 11 a.m. Please feel free to join us. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Thank you, those who are communicating and sending us messages. We appreciate it. We always like to remind you to simply write the vision, make it plain, and run with it. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Thanks for listening and join us again next time as we hear from another exciting business expert.